opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
All right, and welcome to a Thanksgiving episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. This is the show where you'll hear from the most interesting people in the Ville. This is your host, Rick Redding, ready for another rockin' and rollin' week. I have been immobile for a while. I have been spending a lot of time watching TV and taking pain pills in the last week, but I'm getting a little antsy. I think things are going to start happening, and I'm going to get out. But I did have both of my guests over here at the house in J-Town. I'm staying in Paula's house, and both of my guests were kind enough to come over and do their interviews in the living room here at Paula's, and it was great. In the second part of the show, you're going to love hearing from Ted Lobenberg. He organizes a wonderful event. It's been going on for 5 years, called the Free Coat Exchange. Really going to urge you to clean out those closets, get a coat, take it down to one of the sites, drop it off, or because people who are in need of coats on this one-day event can just walk in and take them. It's a one-day deal, no money exchanged. It's all for good. So we all want to do something good around Thanksgiving, and talk about what we're thankful for, and I'll get to that in the second part of the show. I want to go ahead and get started, though, with my first guest. My first guest is Kathy Bingaman, who I met a while ago when she was working for Park Community Federal Credit Union. She is a delightful personality and had a subsequent conversation. She left that job and started her own business called In Sync With You. It's a concierge service, and I was thinking, wow, and I'm down with my foot, and especially with the holidays, that's going to be a good time for that business, and it is. Kathy's a dynamic personality. I think you're really going to like her. She's got some great ideas. She's helping me out some with this show, and I think you're just going to feel her energy through the interview. I think it's really good. I've also met with her husband, Chris, who's got his own entrepreneurial business, and you know, that's what gets you excited. I'm excited about my entrepreneurial business, and more so after talking with Kathy. So let's go ahead and get right into the interview. Here is my interview with Kathy Bingaman.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was gonna do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603 and choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
All right, happy Thanksgiving week. I'm here with Kathy Bingaman, who is it's got to be a busy week for you.
Absolutely, it is, for sure.
So. Okay. Well, to explain to our audience, you know, kind of what you do. I mean, you take care of things. I need you to, like, I have this foot injury, and
sure do.
I need you to take care of all my stuff and make sure that my life keeps going, right?
Right, absolutely. In Sync With You, concierge services, personal assistance. So we're here to kind of take care of the day-to-day tasks and responsibilities that can help simplify and enrich your life. But we're also here to take care of kind of those unexpected things, like with the hobbling around on crutches, or even those kind of planned chaotic moments like the holidays that are up on us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it seems like a lot of fun. You must have some
some unusual requests, I guess.
I do. You know, NSYNC With You has been in business now for a year, and I already have some great stories. I guess one of the most exciting things I've done is shot for a pair of Olaf legs. You know, Olaf's the snowman in the movie Frozen. And someone actually lost his legs. It was a mascot costume. And so Olaf and I drove around for several days in search of his legs. And we ultimately did find the solution. So, yeah, I get some really kind of fun and unusual requests.
Yeah. Well, I was going to see if you could put up my tree while you're over here. Can you carve time out? Do you do that? You do Christmas decorating?
You know, Rick, what's really cool is that I'll do pretty much anything. It's limited only by your imagination. Want to keep it legal. Want to keep it ethical. But the good thing is whatever I can't do personally myself, I have these great partners. And this time of year, I call them my elves. But I partner with a lot of people that help me kind of accomplish the goals and things like that. So, yes, I do have a partner who can come in and decorate your home. They can do the outside lights. They can put up your decorations. And poof, you'd be done. You could sit here on the couch.
Well, that's what I'm going to do anyway.
I know, exactly.
But it'd be fun to watch them do that.
Absolutely.
Work on the house. So, well, maybe I could be an elf. I'm looking for something else to do. So I'll apply for that. But you were telling me before we got started here, this funny little rhyme you did, this poem, and I'm gonna ask you to see if you can
pull it off.
Come up with that right here on the show.
Okay, well, here we go. So I got to thinking about all the things we have to do during the holidays and what a great opportunity it would be to outsource some of those things, because certainly our lives sometimes look like a whack-a-mole, real-life game of whack-a-mole, but then throw in the holidays and poof, wow, full-blown whack-a-mole. So just kind of came to me one day when I was in the shower. It's kind of where I do my best thinking. So here we go. So it's trim the trees, deck the halls, clean the carpets, paint the walls. Plan the menu, send out cards, lights and inflatables, can't forget the yard, gifts for families, teachers, friends, cooking, shopping, cleaning, the list never ends. Throw in traditions like Elf on the Shelf, and you can forget having time to yourself.
That's great. That's awesome. I thought there was more. But that's really great. And describing, you know, I think the demand for a concierge service this time of year is really something that, you know, comes to the fore. It's something we think about because there's just so much to do.
There is. And that's, you know, the rest of the poem was basically it's a really nice perk to have someone help you, because you have all of that to do and you still have to work. Right. And so all of that is on top of what you traditionally have every day, your everyday tasks and responsibilities. And so really, at the end of the day, it's just really nice. We outsource things like housekeeping and dry cleaning and our yard work and things like that. So I'm just this great resource to be able to help you take those things off your plate. The whole goal is to help you live purposefully and intentionally. And, you know, a lot of times what happens is we get in the middle of the holidays and we're so looking forward to spending time with our family and friends. And all of a sudden the holidays are over and you're like, poof.
It's all over.
And so you don't remember a thing. And so my goal is to kind of come in and help you manage all of that and actually give you that opportunity to spend time with your family and friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about work a little bit.
Okay.
I know I met you back when you were working for Park, the bank, and
yes.
I was working somewhere
yes.
else. And all of a sudden you weren't there anymore. You went off to start your own thing. What made you decide to take this path?
Well, you know, over time, it just sort of evolved. I felt like that throughout my career, I was doing a lot of the things that I'm already doing, you know, helping people, connecting them to resources. And there were bits and pieces of all of the things that I loved doing, bits and pieces of my passion scattered kind of throughout the different jobs that I had and had an opportunity to step off when my husband started his own company. And as a result of that, we were getting a lot of these concierge type requests. And so I just kind of sat down and looked at it and really just carved out NSYNC With You, which allows me to utilize my gifts, my talents, and my passion on an everyday basis. And again, that's about simplifying and enriching people's lives. And it is, and have fun. Honestly,
yeah.
You know, I never saw myself as a business owner, and there have been those, you know, kind of hurdles that, you know, you kind of jump over and then you kind of have to run and leap over. But at the end of the day, when I look back, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun helping people. It's been a lot of people meeting more people. And what I really love about it, like I said, is it's mine, and it totally captures the essence of who I am as a professional.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about your background, because I mean, I don't know where you grew up and went to school, and how you came to be working, and then you finally ended up in this spot.
Well, I grew up in Madisonville, Kentucky, and ended up in Louisville several years ago, and it truly has been home to me. And as a result, I think everyone knows Louisville's just this wonderful community, and I've just made so many wonderful friends and great professional connections. And so through that, I've just kind of developed these relationships that have just helped me make Louisville home, and it's just a great place to do what it is that I'm doing. So because when I'm looking to help people, if I can't actually, like we said earlier, if I can't do that, I've got all these tremendous resources and friends that can actually help me do the things that I need to do to create these experiences for my clients.
Okay. Well, let's go into some of that. I mean, it's not all, I understand you have a personal side and a corporate side. What are the kind of the differences there? And you know, what can you do for a corporation versus for a person?
Sure. And, you know, just a little bit what you were asking about earlier. So I've always been in sales, you know, I've always done fundraising and sales, used to work for Marriott Hotels. And so I just have this tremendous, hospitality, side to my career anyway. And so that is really what has, you know, been a great interest for me in this business that I'm doing. And so when I first started my business, it was centered around helping people have work-life balance. And unfortunately, there's not that much balance anymore. So it's kind of transitioned into work-life integration. So because we're working when we're off from work, and we're, you know, playing sometimes when we're at work, and that's just some of the taking.
Your phone is always
you're
with
accessible.
You, and work always has you.
Always,
right now.
Always. There's really
drop
no.
What you're doing and
yes,
do this thing for work.
And you know that. And so, so with that said, I will actually come in and work with really super busy professionals, people who travel a lot, maybe the parents who are both working outside the home, single dads, single moms, what have you, that really just kind of come in as a lifestyle manager and help them manage the day-to-day tasks and responsibilities. We sit down and we kind of look at what their core objectives are for their lifestyle, and then we develop a plan and how I can actually help them manage that on a regular basis. From the corporate side, I will actually work with companies to help them provide work-life balance or work-life integration with inside the company. So it's kind of like an added benefit, a benefit boost, if you will.
Okay.
Run errands for their employees, connect them with professional resources, all in all with the idea being to help kind of take things off their plate so they can, one, be more productive at work, or two, have actual time off when they are not working.
There you go.
So absolutely.
You were telling me that, like, tax season is coming in the first of the year, and you've got some CPA clients that.
Right. Yeah. It's just a great, you know, during the busy time of year, the accounting professionals a lot of times are working anywhere from 50 to 70 hours a week. It's for a short period of time, but it's certainly very, very stressful. And so, working with a couple of accounting firms here already, getting some programs in place for February and March, concierge services, for those 2 months, though, really hectic time of year for them. And we'll be doing things for them, like, you know, just managing those day-to-day responsibilities such as dry cleaning, grocery shopping, gift buying, researching, setting appointments, you know, taking dogs to groomers, whatever it is that you can't get done because, you know,
taking
when you're
working. Taking down the Christmas tree.
Taking down the Christmas tree.
Right,
put in the
December 26th.
Yeah, absolutely. So whatever it is, you know, that you're looking at your schedule and you're like, how in the world am I ever going to get that done? InSync with you is there to really just partner with you to get those things done. So tax season definitely is one of those hectic time of years for accounting professionals.
Okay.
For sure. Yes.
So you've been at this for a year versus, I mean, is it hard at this point to imagine like going back to a 9-to-5? Go and sit at a desk and do your thing all day.
Yeah, gosh, I never sat at a desk. That's not my style for sure. Definitely always on the run, and that's why business development and community relations was always a great fit for me, and I kind of just see that. Yeah, you know, I think it would be. I think the thing that I really, and not because I don't appreciate the companies that I've worked for in the past, I think it's just more about that I have the opportunity to create experiences for my clients. You know, that kind of have, I have the opportunity to make it personal. I have the opportunity to kind of customize. And that was like when I landed, you know, when I worked with my first client with NSYNC with you, what I knew about them is that they were employee-centric for sure. They had asked me about customizing some programs in the past, and I just didn't have the opportunity to be able to do that. But with NSYNC with you, the first thing I did was go back to them and say, look, I know that you're looking to do some great things for your employees. And with NSYNC with you and our customization and it being kind of mine, we can develop and customize whatever it is that you're looking to do to help your employees. So that's kind of, I love that. I love being able to do that for my clients. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're having a great time.
I am.
And, you know, it is this time of year, especially you think about helping people and you've got a business of helping people. So that's great. And how can, before I let you go, we'll let you talk about your website and how people can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get me. I love it. You can text me, you can email me, and you can check out my website. There's a contact us place on there as well. So to text me or call me is 502-802-9335. Email is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, dot B, at nsyncwithyou.com. And that's I-N-S-Y-N-C, not a boy band, just so to clarify that. And then the website is www.nsyncwithyou.com.
All right,
and you can check us out there.
Well, I'm looking forward to maybe using your services during my downtime.
And, you know, if you're looking for a gift, Rick, I also have great gift certificates. So that's another. Seriously, you can give the gift of time, package them up really nicely. They look like little spa packages with a menu of services. So if you're looking for a different kind of unique gift, the gift of time is always a great gift idea.
It's a wonderful idea. All right, Kathy Bingaman, thanks for being on the Satellite Show.
Thanks.
And we're back here on the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the world's, the city's most interesting people. Thank you to Kathy for coming by, and I think I'm going to use her services in the near future. I tell you, I just, you don't realize how not being able to drive and not being able to really walk normally really affects your life. This has been a sort of a learning lesson for me. Those of you who don't know, I have been, a week ago Monday, had surgery on my ankle performed by Dr. George Quill, and it's to correct some lifelong problems I've had with my feet, and it's all good, but it's tough. So what have I been doing? I've been watching a lot of TV. I tell you, I've heard it said it's the golden age of television, and I really believe that. I've watched several series. I caught up on Homeland. I binge watched 6 episodes of that one day. I also, if you know Aziz Ansari, he's a comedian best known for his role on Parks and Recreation. He has got this great show called Master of None. It's a comedy, certainly, and it's sort of a throwback to, I guess, a modern-day Seinfeld. He's a comedian, and it's about him living in New York. It's really, really good and entertaining, some great life lessons in that show, so I watched that. There's this highly acclaimed series on Netflix called Bloodline. It stars Kyle Chandler, who was most people know from Friday Night Lights, the movie. He was the football coach and the TV series. And it is a great drama set in the Key West. So a lot of nice palm trees and stuff to watch and think about while I was watching that. So I binge watched the whole first season of that show as well. I've seen a couple of movies and caught up on some reading, and I'm about out of stuff to do. You know, if you've got an idea and you want to come by and get me, I'll be happy to go to your event here in the next week. But we're coming up on Thanksgiving weekend, and there is a lot going on in town. I want to tell you about a few things I discovered. Any of you that know me know that back in the 2008, 9, and 10 years, I was fancied myself a sort of a media critic, and I wrote about the gossip on among local media people on a site called The Ville Voice, and it was a lot of fun. Had a lot of worked really hard during that time and got a lot of attention. And I used to love the way people reacted. Television news has changed a lot since then, but
the things that got the most attention, I was writing about serious issues like what was going on in Metro Council and what was going on in state government and what politicians were doing. But the traffic at the site got busiest when I had a scoop on a local TV personality and their personal life. And that was what was always I remember the most trafficked story that I think I ever had on the site was, if you remember, Wave 3 had an anchor named Carrie Weil, and she had run off to get married, and I had that story, and it was the most read. It was like three paragraphs. It took 10 minutes to do it. So given that, I'm going to tell you that another Wave 3 anchor, Janelle McDonald, announced on Facebook this week that she is getting married and quitting her job. And good for her. I've met Janelle. She's a very nice person. Her fiance, Todd Earwood, is a great local guy. And I wish them well. That's a big thing. I think Janelle is going to be on the air just through this week. So be sure and catch her on Wave 3 News if you like. Another thing that in the old days I would have jumped on was this. Have you seen this controversy over the meteorologist dress? Apparently, there's this dress that was on sale on Amazon for like $22, and hundreds of women meteorologists around the country bought this dress, and somebody put together a collage of all of them. Kristen Walls, who was on the show from WHAS, was among them, and it's just kind of a funny story. I don't think it adds any value to our lives or anything, but it's just funny that all these meteorology weather people bought this dress, and Kristen is certainly one of them, and she's great, and it's all in good fun. I don't think there's any big news in it, other than the fact that, isn't it crazy, you can see all these women wearing the same dress, because women like to think they're unique. They don't want to show up at an event where anybody else is wearing the same dress. So I don't know if any of the other local meteorology women have the dress or not, but I know Kristen did. She posted something on Facebook about that. So let's talk about a few other local media types. One that's been on this show, Matt Jones. He's getting into the spotlight because basketball season is starting, and he loves his job. He was on this show and really enjoyed talking to him. He had considered running for Congress against Andy Barr, who is the sort of John Yarmouth of Lexington, and announced just this week that he is not going to file for office. He says he does want to run for office sometime in the future, but right now he's having too much fun. I think maybe he'll wait till UK is going to have a down year in basketball sometime in the future. I tell you, both U of L and UK have started out their basketball seasons. I've got a story on Louisville KY about a Louisville game just the other day. Bill Breimers, my photographer, is taking some great photos. He got a pass to go down there at the Yum Center and take some shots. So be sure and check that out on LouisvilleKY.com. Kentucky is ranked number one in the country. I'm surprised U of L's not ranked yet, but I think a couple more of these 20-point wins, they've waltzed through the first four games on their schedule. They have a big one, though. Next Monday night. It's next week against Michigan State. On the road. So that's going to be a big game. A lot of attention on basketball when that happens. So we'll see. So Matt Jones not running for Congress. Another guy that I know that is in the media has not been on the show. Maybe we should change that. Is Ben Jackie. And I don't know if you remember Ben Jackie, but he was for 5 years back when I was doing all that media stuff, a reporter at WLKY-TV. I had several conversations with him. Well, he left that job famously to go to work for JCPS as a spokesperson. And of course, during his time there, no fault of his, but the Jefferson County Public Schools has been involved in a bunch of controversy. And back in May, Ben announced he was leaving the JCPS school system. He actually, this sounds like a long story, but it's not. You ought to hear some of the stories about me and my job changes. But Ben took a job with Atria, according to his LinkedIn profile. And I was watching TV the other day, and there he is. He pops up as a reporter at his old station, WLKY. And so I can only assume that Ben is back in the TV news business, going full circle. A lot of people, it's very rare for somebody to leave a TV job to go to PR and then come back to TV. But Ben apparently is doing that. He had a story the other day I saw on the news because, you know, I'm spending a lot of time at the house watching TV. And I watched the news, and Ben was reporting on the news about the Louisville Bats. Now, if you didn't see that, the Louisville Bats, they've got a new ownership down there, and they hired a New York firm to come up with a new image. I guess they want to sell more hats and shirts, but it's a welcome change. The new design is an actual bat on a bat, the rodent on a Louisville Slugger, I guess you would say. And more importantly, they changed the colors back to red and blue, which is the colors that I think are best for this market. The purple was always a little questionable, although the soccer team now has purple colors, so the baseball team's going away from that. And there's some other changes that Ben reported on going down. They had a big announcement down there at Slugger Field, and so also have the story on Louisville KY if you want to check out what the new Bats logo looks like. I think it'll be successful. You know, sometimes it's just change for change's sake, like in football coaching jobs. There's nothing that the current guy has done wrong except not win. And the Bats have, you know, they had some really great teams, 10 years ago. But lately they've had some really average teams. They're the farm team of the Cincinnati Reds, and I'm hoping they can get a better product on the field. I didn't go to as many games this year as I have normally, but we've had Greg Galliott from the team on this show, and I think it's an important part of our city, and they had the mayor and all those people down there talking about that. So one more thing I want to – so let's move on. Let's move on to sports. I want to talk about the big football game coming up this weekend, Louisville against Kentucky. Now, if you're a football fan, you know that both teams are very mediocre this year. Kentucky started like a ball of fire. They were like 4-1 talking about – bowl games, and then they went into the typical Kentucky slide based on the level of competition. When they run into the Tennessees and Mississippi States and Georgias and Auburns of the world, they start losing, and it seems to happen every year. Well, now they've come to the point, and a lot of the people that knew about football knew that just a couple years ago, when Kentucky decided they wanted to front load their schedule with easy games, they pushed to have the UK U of L game at the end of the season. So now it's the end of the season, and Kentucky really needs a win. They come into the game 5-6. They need a win to be bowl eligible. I'm not sure if there's a bowl that will take them, but I'd say there will. If they're eligible, based on the Kentucky fan base and the SEC, they'll get in. So they have to beat Louisville on Saturday in Lexington to go to a bowl game. On the other hand, Louisville has been a disappointment. Honestly, they have not won a single game that they, you know, were predicted to lose. They haven't pulled off any upsets. They come into the game 6-5, had a sort of dismal performance at Pittsburgh last Saturday, and so they come into this game with Kentucky already bowl eligible, but certainly plenty of motivation for Louisville to win this game, have some momentum going into the bowl game. If you want to talk about bowl games, the prediction is that Louisville is going to the Sun Bowl and they're going to play Washington State. And certainly that could change, but right now it's the Sun Bowl. I went to the Sun Bowl back in the 80s when I was a student assistant at the University of Tennessee. It's a great place, right across the border from Juarez. It's a lot of fun. If U of L goes and you got the opportunity to make that trip, I certainly recommend you do that. I haven't heard anything. I saw a bowl prediction sheet on the internet and did not see Kentucky pointed anywhere. I think Louisville is going to be like a 4-point favorite in this weekend's game, but you never know what's going to happen. Both teams are unpredictable. Both teams have been disappointments. So this will be a sort of this will be a good thing for one of these teams to salvage the season, so to speak. Now the team with the best record in the state, of course, my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, they're going into a game with Marshall on Friday. I'd like to invite you, if you want to come over to my house, we're going to be watching the Western game on Friday at noon, because they're playing Marshall. Now last year, if you saw that Marshall game, you know, it was something like 66-63, a barn burner of a game. Marshall had come into that game undefeated and ranked, and Western knocked them off. And it was great, thanks to the great quarterback Brandon Dowdy, the Toppers have. Now, Jeff Brohm's team is playing at home on Friday, and really looking forward. They are predicted to go, talk about something great if you're a Western fan, they're predicted to play on December 21st against Houston in the Miami Beach. I think it's called the Miami Beach Bowl. So wouldn't that be fun? I think I might get out of this cast and figure out a way to get down there. That sounds like a ball. To go down to Miami Beach and see Western play Houston. Houston, of course, is one of those teams, and one of the big reasons Louisville's had a disappointing season is that Houston beat Louisville early in the year. So that'll be interesting to see if that happens. I always wish that they would match up Western against U of L or UK in one of those games, one of those bowl games, but that's not to be, at least not this year, it doesn't look like. So, what else is going on in the city? I just want to mention one story that I think is really funny. As you know, I'm a big follower of Insider Louisville. I'm a big fan. I do some freelance work for them. Insider Louisville's top story for most of this week has been this Boogergate story. I'll just tell you a quote from the story. Joe Sonka did a great job of getting this story. It's starting to pick up some national attention. I saw it on a national website the other day. And one of the quotes in it is at no point, this is an official down at Metro Government. They basically, if you must know, they found boogers attached to the surfaces of some things down in some city buildings. So the quote was, at no point should anything that comes out of a person's body, out of or off of a person's body, be wiped, poured, spit in any way, put on any Metro-owned surface, with the exception of items commonly and appropriately flushed down toilets and urinals or rinsed down a sink drain, including surfaces in both public areas and offices. So really, there's an investigation about somebody wiping their boogers on surfaces down at Metro Government. That just cracks me up. It's a funny story. And good for Joe Sokka for digging that one up. So anyway, that concludes the middle portion of the show. Some news update. I do want to, all right, I got one more based, and it's really related to last week's show. You know, we had Tom Owen, the Metro Councilman, on the show, and he's a delightful guest, one of my favorite people, and he was talking about when he was going to announce whether or not he would run for the Metro Council, run for his seat again. He's 76 years old, and he told me in the interview how he was not sure he wanted to be a Metro Councilman in his 80s, and the announcement just came out this week that Tom has decided not to run again. That opens up a big, probably one of the most coveted Metro Council seats. There's a lot of people that live in the Highlands who would love to do public service, love to run for that office. It's going to be interesting to see the field of candidates that run for that, but congratulations to Tom. He's still working at U of L. He's a historian. He's a great speaker, a great ambassador for the city. And if you want to go back on rustysatelliteshow.com and listen to our interview, you can hear Tom's own voice on there and see if you could figure out how he was leaning. I think if you do, I think he was leaning this way last week and made this decision, and it was just announced this week. So good for Tom. So let's go on to Ted Lobenberg. I met Ted Lobenberg when he was, he's a regular attendee of the Breakfast of Champions events. He has a colorful wardrobe, as we'll talk about, and he has a colorful personality. He's from Rhode Island or Providence up there somewhere, he says in the interview. And he has done one of the greatest, has one of the great charities in this town, and it's called the Free Coat Exchange. Hope you can participate. I have in the last few years. Surely you've got a coat in your closet you don't need anymore. Listen to this interview, hear about Ted's Free Coat Exchange and how you can get involved, and I'll be back with that interview right after this.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
And here we are, Thanksgiving week in Louisville, and I am with Ted Lobenberg, who has a great annual event every Thanksgiving. Ted, welcome to the show.
Boy, thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, Ted, the event we're talking about, I've heard about it from you for several years. but it's growing bigger and bigger. It's called the Free Coat Exchange, right?
Right, Rick. This year will be our fifth annual Free Coat Exchange on Friday, November 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The concept is very simple. Somebody has a coat they don't need. Somebody needs a coat they do not have. We have 7 or 8 locations throughout Louisville that are sites that day. If you go to freecoatexchange.org, it will list all the sites. Go to your closet. If you have surplus winter coats, bring them, hang them up. If people are in need, they take them. The beauty of this event, Rick, is we don't ask anybody for any financial aid.
Okay, and so if I get it then, you don't even store the coats or anything. It's just somebody brings them in and somebody takes them out. And does it always work out to numbers wise?
It's always worked out. Last year, well, our fourth year, we gave 3,000 coats away.
Wow.
We have a number of locations. And what happens is we hang the coats. People come take them. At the end of the period at 1 o'clock, we have nonprofits that come to us that we give the extra coats. They continue to give. Center for Women and Families, Refugee Ministries, Bellwood, Wayside, any of the nonprofits that might be listening to this show, if they reach out to us, okay, they're more than welcome to come and get some of the coats.
Okay, well, I think it bears remembering, because last year, I'm embarrassed to tell you this story, but I had heard about the coat exchange. I was all set to do it, and I didn't pay attention to the time, and I showed up after it was over with my coats. So it's important to know that if you're donating a coat, you got to go in the morning on Friday, right?
Right. We usually, most of the sites start about 8 or 8:30. We don't start giving coats away until 10, and it's over at 1. We have a great need for plus-size coats, 2X both and up, both men's and women's.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, the weather's getting cold, and it's time to start thinking about coats and doing good things for other people. And in this service, just it seems really unique. You know, again, there's no money involved, and there's no like expenses really. How do you pick out the sites that you have?
Well, the sites this year, the first year that I came to Louisville, and I had done it back in Rhode Island for 15 years. Somebody connected me with Gil Holland. And he was kind enough to offer me the parking lot of the Green Building. And
okay.
That's our first site. I'm there at the Green Building on East Market Street. And then people have come along. The Save-A-Lot Food Store on Taylor Boulevard is a site. The Save-A-Lot Food Store at 2626 Portland Avenue is a site. St. Paul's AME Church at 1518 South 28th Street is a site. Family Scholar House, Parkland Campus, is a new site this year. The Westport Road Baptist Church is a site this year.
Okay. So it's out in East End. It's all over town.
It's all over town. And the old Louisville Central Park Information Center at 1340 South 4th Street is a site.
Okay.
It's a very simple concept. Bring your coats. Hang them up. We don't ask for volunteers. If you come down with your family and you want to help us for a half hour, we'd love to have your help.
Okay.
If you want to just drive by and drop off coats, we'd love to have that help.
Right. And I remember one year I went by and I took a coat. I think it was on Preston or maybe Shepherd's Hill Road, somewhere over there. And there was just a set of coats on a rack outside, and you could just come and leave them or take them as you please. So it's a very nice event. And I know it affects a lot of people. Right. How are your numbers?
Oh, the numbers are outstanding, and I could tell you stories for beyond the time of this show. I've been paid millions of dollars to do this in hugs and thank yous. 2 years ago, I had a woman come down about 10 o'clock with her granddaughter who was 9, and she said, "Oh, we're here to volunteer. I'd like to teach my granddaughter about giving back."
Okay, there you go.
I've had people come up in cars and say, "Please, young children hanging coats up to donate." Okay. If you come, if you need a coat, there's no questions asked. We don't want a driver's license. We don't want to see a social services car. There's no questions asked. Take the coat. God bless and enjoy the holiday season.
Wow, what a great message that is. So anyway, well, let's move on and talk about a couple other things. You know, I've met you through the Breakfast of Champions event. It seems like you make most of them, and you always tell me about your multi-hundred-dollar company. Now, tell me about that.
Well, I run a multi-hundred-dollar company. It's been very successful. This year, we're up to $101. My company's Brokers Unlimited. It's a diversified company. But my passion now, I'm a professional auctioneer and liquidator, and I do all of my charity auctions on a pro bono basis. So if there are nonprofits in the community that need the services of a professional auctioneer, if they reach out to me and the date's mutually acceptable, I'm happy to do it. I just did one a week ago for St. Matthew's Ministries, their big event. We have a big one coming up in February for Gaudia Care, which is their Chocolate Dreams. For any of you chocoholics out there, this is an event you should not miss.
I think I've been to that before. It's really great.
I mean, there are 28 restaurants with some of the finest desserts that you could want. They also offer some bourbon tasting with it. So it's a fun event. And I've been in the office supply. I'm an entrepreneur. I do different things on a daily basis depending upon what mood I'm in.
Well, I'm in the mood to learn more about that. So I may be talking to you a little bit more about that. But but you're not from around here. You mentioned Rhode Island. What? Tell me a little bit about your background, Ted.
I'm born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island. And 15 years ago, met a lovely young lady from Louisville who was a doctor in Providence. And from Louisville, and she had an opportunity to come back to Louisville, and I was...
You're the tag-along.
I'm the tag-along, and people say to me, how did you get to Louisville? I said, well, I drove. I took 95 South to 64 and came across. But I've been to Louisville. I still have a residence in Rhode Island. My daughter lives in Boston with my grandchildren, so I'm back and forth. I'm still working because I enjoy it, and I get up and I celebrate every day. I have another tradition that I'd share and ask people to think about. With Thanksgiving coming, I get up Thanksgiving morning, I go down to Wayside and help serve.
Okay.
And Wayside needs people 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if you get up and do that, that also helps to make for a much nicer holiday season.
Sure.
All right.
So you just do that on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, right? Christmas, and a couple of days during the month. All right.
Well, there's a great need there, and this time of year, that's when we think about that.
Right, and the other thing that's been real nice is 2 years ago, we market the Code Exchange just by email and word of mouth, and we have a Facebook page if you want to like us. I reached out to Chief Conrad, and he was kind enough to let his district commanders know about it, and last year, we had the police officers that were on duty in our different areas, if they were not responding to calls or busy, they came by and spent some time at the sites just as to interact with the people donating, the people that needing. I met a wonderful young officer by the name of Michael Jackson. Now, his moonwalk was off, but he was a very nice guy. But it was just good PR for the police and for the community.
Okay. So I know you said how many... there's like 8 sites, you said, and thousands of coats you go through. And this is like for any age, right?
We go from children's to young teens to adult, to men to women, okay? We accept all gently used coats. They don't have to be taken to the cleaners and be cleaned. And we get all kinds of quality coats. We get L.L. Bean, and we've had Burberry and Patagonia and all types of coats. And again, the mantra, somebody has a coat they don't need, somebody needs a coat they don't have. If you've outgrown the coat, bring it down. If your kids are out of the house, bring it down.
Now, I've seen you wear some sort of stylish coats to the breakfast and other events I've seen you at. Any chance I could get one of your old hand-me-down sport coats that I've seen you wear?
Absolutely. We'd have to have it altered. It might be, you know, cut down a little bit for you. But sure, I'd be more than happy to outfit you. One of the things I'm proud to say, I do not own a blue blazer.
Okay. Very good. I know our friend Ken Grossman, he doesn't, he's given up on you, right?
No. Revelation. Hallelujah. I've seen the Lord. I have an appointment with Mr. Grossman next week.
Wow.
To get some custom shirts made because I can't find shirts that fit my neck.
Wow.
So Mr. Grossman thought he has passed away and gone to heaven now that I have become a customer.
Now he's got you as a client. He can relax. But well, that's just great. I'm really looking forward to the coat exchange. I'm going to get there early this year. And I've got a couple of coats in the garage out here that I'm planning to take down there and see what it's all about.
And let me give everybody the website again with all the information. It's freecoatexchange.org. It will list the sites, the drop-off sites, tell you stories. And again, come on down. If you want to volunteer, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you just want to drop coats off, we'd love to have you come down to any of the locations.
Okay, I think I'll come down to the green building because I know that spot really well. But I know there's a lot more areas that we can send people to, including the East End. I know when it started out, I think there weren't many locations right out in the East End.
That's correct, but they stepped to the plate. I mean, the Save-A-Lot on Portland, they gave 400 or 500 coats away last year.
Wow.
Okay, so there's a need all over the community. You know, and don't be afraid. We're happy to take one coat. All right?
Okay.
You know, and again, please, don't go buy coats.
Yeah.
Okay?
You don't want new ones, right?
Right.
Well, there's plenty. I mean, I think there's plenty. At anybody's house, you can find a few coats in the closet that are out of fashion or not being worn anymore.
That's right. Rick, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful holiday season.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Friday.
And there you go. Thanks, Ted, for appearing on the Rusty Satellite Show. He's a delightful guy to hang out with. Very interested in some of the things that he's got going on in his life. And of course, thanks to Kathy Bingaman, who came by. And unfortunately, Kathy, after she talked with me the other day, went out and I saw on Facebook somebody ran into her car. So sorry about that, but she's got a great attitude about it. Everything's going well in Kathy's life and her concierge business. If you need anything done, I suggest you give old Kathy a call. And I want to update you on a couple of things before I let you go. First of all, the Louisville.am podcast network is growing. There is a new show hosted by Cindy Tandy with a little help from yours truly, and it's called Louisville Uncovered. And this week, Louisville Uncovered, she interviewed Rocco Gasparo of he is the University of Louisville football SID, and that means Sports Information Director, for those of you who don't know. It's a very interesting interview, along with Rebecca Eves from the Humane Society of Louisville. Cindy's a big lover of animals, and so if you're interested in that, tune in. Louisville Uncovered. You can find it on the Louisville.am website. All right, so I want to thank my sponsors, Passport Health Plan, for sponsoring the show and making this happen. Let you know there's a lot of good new things coming up, a lot of great opportunities as we head toward the end of the year and get started on the next one. I'm going to be looking for some new sponsors and looking forward to showing you ways that you can make the Rusty Satellite Show along with LouisvilleKY.com a part of your marketing for your business. So anyway, thanks again to Passport and to Dan Vonderheide, my producer. Also to Bill Breimer, who does a lot of the photographs you see on the show's websites, and Jackie Bentley, who posts a lot of the stories on LouisvilleKY.com. I am getting all hepped up for Thanksgiving. I'm really excited about giving thanks and talking about all the great things in my life. I got three great sons, a wonderful girlfriend, and a lot of positive things going on in my life here in Louisville, Kentucky. So I'll tell you more about that next week, when we're back with another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Airplanes into buildings every time I